towards the plane. He yells after me, "You, madam, you come back to India. You come for love. You love it. You love us again." I break into a run, push onto the plane and sink into my seat. As we take off, I give smog-swirled New Delhi the finger. "Goodbye and good riddance, India. I hate you and I'm never, never, ever coming back." Chapter 1. Through the Looking Glass. I have a dreadful long-term memory. I only remember two traumatic events of my childhood. My brother's near death by drowning, and my own near death by humiliation when I was rescued by a lifeguard while attempting my first lap of butterfly in the local pool. I vaguely remember truth or dare kisses in the back of a bus, aged about 12, dancing to My Sharona at 13, behaving like an absolute asshole in my adolescence, and having a hideous hippie phase involving dreadlocks and tie-dye when I was at university. For my 21st birthday, my parents gave me a plane ticket and a blessing to leave home in Australia for a year. This middle-class rite of passage had become a family tradition. My mother had hitchhiked around Europe in the 50s and wanted us all to experience the joy of travel before we settled into careers. My trip through Europe, Egypt and Turkey is a bit of a blur, and recollections of the 2-month tour of India on the way home are vague. I can see